Aber David Eisenberg.
Wrong. It's one of the worst things you could say. Just kidding.
Oh, is that annoying when you... Please excuse the shuffling. Just prefer to get it right at the beginning, and then we'll go straight through. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Elul! And yeah, that's how they start all the shmoozing. He's almost come off. Elul's a difficult time. Because, on the one hand, you want to make amends for everything. On the other hand, you don't really know how to make amends for everything. There's lots to do tshuva for. You don't know, will I manage to do tshuva? Will I not manage to do tshuva? And you know, was the Kosh Baruch Hu want my tshuva? And will it be a tshuva shleima? And how am I going to do it? And that chelik shaboy, the chelik of bein odam lamokim, is usually the part that occupies most people. Most people, nobody is worried. Nobody goes, this year I spoke about Yankel Lashon Hara, I don't know what to do about myself. Nobody's saying anything about the Lashon Hara he spoke about Yankel, or how he treaded in Yankel's toes, or he stole Yankel's business. That's not going through most people's mind in Elul. Elul is all about how many Bechuv Rav Shmoyz did I say incorrectly, and maybe I'm not listening to every bracha, and maybe during davening I pull out my mobile phone. You know? That's the issues of Elul. But really, it should bother us as well. And not sure it bothers, it should be something that we should be occupied about and something we should be thinking about Aben Onam HaChamer. Because the Mishnah says, Aver Shaben Onam HaChamer, Aver Shaben Onam HaChamer, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper, Asher Atzah HaChamer. Yom Kippur is not going to forgive you. So if you went and you for shamed someone, and if you went, if you said a comment to someone, or if you made a joke on someone's expense, you said Lashon Hara about it, whatever it is, until you go to that person and you ask him for mechila, you are not getting mechila. You can come from today till tomorrow to Rabbi Shalom and say, Rabbi Shalom, I'm so sorry. He says, I can't apologize for Yenim, it's Yenim's COVID. You have to go and you have to apologize. Now, chelik base of this apology, of this introduction, is that people seem to think, I don't know how many of you, I used to do this, I've stopped doing this now. You used to go to, over to every Tom, Dick, and Harry in your base medish. It became a joke. Yeah, no, you didn't speak about him, you don't talk about him, you don't care about him, he's nothing to do with you. A whole year you've nothing to do with him, he has nothing to do with you. There's nothing to be Michael him for, there's nothing him he needs to ask you for Mechila either, in general. And so you run around and you're asking mechila from every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Heverman in your base medrash, so that the one or two people you really need to ask mechila from, it becomes a joke. Yeah, no, you really spoke Lashon Hara about. But because you went, mechel, yeah? That's how we used to say, mechel, shmechel. Yeah, it becomes a joke. But mechila is a serious thing. You've gone and you've been poiches in somebody's covered, you've taken his covered and you've brought it down, and you need to go and you need to replace that. You need to go to that person and say to him, listen, I'm sorry. The problem becomes, is sometimes people don't know that you've done anything to them. Pardon? So here comes the question, right? So, let's say, choose anybody at Ram and I spoke Lashon Hara about you. Okay? Now, there's two things I could do. I could either just go over to you and say, look, sorry. You know, if there's anything during the year that I did, I apologize, and you'll think to yourself, I don't know what he did, but all right. Or I could walk over to you and say, listen, we were sitting together with a whole bunch of friends, and we were shooting the breeze, and you walked in, and I started talking about you. Now let me tell you what I said about you. and you start going through it. By the time you finish giving the guy a ganze drosh about what you said about him, and now all I want to do is I want to say I'm sorry. What do you want to do? Punch out his teeth. Yeah? By the time you finish, you get all the lashon hara, you want to go ahead and you want to tell people what you did? How can you go and tell people what you did? Melech Gisa, you want to ask somebody for mechila, so you're walking over there, you might be a... He thinks, in his mind, what's that to be meichel you for? Yeah, no, he's another one of these nudnikim that's running around the entire base medrash asking meichel to everybody. So say mechila to you also. He knows, I'm not being a nudnik. Oh, if he only knew the hours of lashon hara I said about him, he would never be meichel me. Baruch Hashem, I keep it secret. I don't tell anybody. So he thinks, yeah, another joke. So it gets very, very complicated. So see, the Rambam says, just going back, the Rambam is really quoting from the Gemara. The Rambam starts off saying in Perek Beis Halacha, Zayin Yom HaKippurim Muzman Tshuva Lechol Yochid Ulerabim Vukeitz Mechilu Uslich Leisro. Yom Kippur is a time for tshuva for every yochid and for the rabbim in general. And then he continues Halacha Tes. Eina tshuva v'lo Yom HaKippur mechapim al aveh shor shuvet on ha-mokim. Tshuva in Yom Kippur olam mechapim ben on ha-mokim. For example, you ate over osur, bal be'ilo asur, etc. Aval aveh shuvet on ha-chaveroi, for example, choyva b'chaveroi. This is very important to know. Aveh shuvet on ha-chaveroi, for example, choyva b'chaveroi. You've damaged somebody. Oy mekalas chaveroi. Oy goyiz l'chayot zibay. Somebody banged your car. So not only does he have to now, let's say, this can happen very often. You've banged into somebody's car. You bash somebody's car. Didn't mean to bash his car. Obviously, nobody's going ahead and trying to bash other people's cars. Coming out of the car park over here in MH, and it was hard to maneuver. There's already six cars waiting for the same parking space, and you're trying to wiggle your way in this car where there's not enough room anyway for your car, when you could have parked on Northumberland Street 20 minutes ago. But no, you wanted this space. And as you came in, scratch somebody's car. So you leave them a note on the window. If this is your car, please give me a call. He calls you up. You either go through the insurance, you pay him a few £100, kol tov. That's not enough. It says, choyva v'chaveroi, yechayiv l'rat, says it's chavera. You can't just pay. You have to apologize for what you did. Because you cause him an inconvenience also. If he has to go now to the body repair shop and repair his car, that's an inconvenience. You owe someone an apology for that also. I know you didn't mean to do it. Nobody meant to scratch your car. 100%. Apologize. And eina nimchal loy la'olam asher yitin l'chaverim asher chayev loy. You're not nimchal ever unless you give your friend what you owe him. V'ratzeyu. And you meratze him. So there's two things. One is you owe money. Two is, you owe him an apology. And you owe him both of them. And if you do one and not the other, you will not get mechila, says the Rambam. Okay? And that's what continues. Afa bishe echzer loy mamon shu chayev loy tzorech leratzoy tzor lishu memen shim chaloy. Vafilo loy itni deschaver ele bidvarim, even if you only said something not nice about somebody, tzorech lefaisoy. Velibka bay achi im chaloy. Huh? No, I don't have to be Michael. I don't have to be Michael.
My fear was to say sorry, that's it.
Yeah.
That's way too much for me.
You should, but we'll see in a minute. So that's a different discussion about la yachzori. But your chiyuv is to ask mechila. I don't have a chiyuv bedafka.
Sorry.
Pardon?
Ask mechila, say sorry.
Are they not the same thing?
Sorry, I did it.
I'm sorry, I did it. Okay, I can say I'm sorry, I did it. But you might tell me that I would say then it's two different things. Yeah. Mechila means if I can go over to somebody and say I'm sorry from today till tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I need for him to say, okay, apology accepted. Mechila is apology accepted. Sorry is just saying sorry. Mechila is a fine apology accepted, and we're back to level. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Reish Vov, when he speaks about Yishvayis Onam Chaver Be'er V'yam HaKippurim, says that a person has to go, Haver Shemonam Chaver, he brings the same Mishnah in Yuma, Haver Shemonam Chaver, Yom Kippur's not Mechapa, Shifaisenu, Vafilo, the Knito El Bidvarim, even if you only spoke badly about him, Tzorch, Lefais, you have to say. If you went once and you asked the mechila and he didn't accept the mechila, each time take three people with you. If after three times he's not willing to accept your apology, now you don't have to go any more times than that. And then he speaks about him not being nachzori. That's a separate thing. That's the Ramo later on. However, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. He should go and be mefaizim, yachzer v'yelech, v'yefaisenu b'chol pam, b'min ritzoy acher, and each time, he has to say something else. He has to try a different mahalach. Count what we got. Sorry, no. I got finished. I said sorry 3 times. You come once, you say sorry, I really apologize, and you give it a reason why you're sorry. That doesn't work. Think of a different way of approaching it and come to the guy and ask him mechila again with another mahalach. That doesn't work. Bring another 3 people, think of another mahalach, and go to the person and ask him a 3rd time. Can't go. Sorry, no. I'm finished.
That's if you hurt him. Scratch his car.
You owe him the money. And you owe him, you owe him for the fact that, you know, that you did. Pardon? You have to, when you, that's what the Rambam seems to be saying. When a person did, after you have to be meratzim. You have to apologize for the fact you did it. Do you know what? I'll ask you something. I'll ask you a question. You bumped into your wife at home and she fell over. Ooh, that was a mistake. And just say, you know, you're not going to say sorry. No, I'm not going to say sorry. That was a mistake. You want me to say sorry? Also, you fell by this. Next time, don't stand when I'm walking.
I'm not an object.
Try that. Try that one at home.
It's a person, not an object.
You're not apologizing. You're apologizing to the person for having knocked into his car. Well, you knocked his car. You inconvenienced the person. You want somebody to knock your car? If somebody knocked your car and said, Simcha, I knocked your car, here's £100 kotuf. Would you not say, excuse me, would you not want to apologize for the fact that you did that?
Yeah, thank you for apologizing again.
No. You did something wrong to somebody else. You need to look at the person. You're saying if a person, but after 3 times, if you have sorry, I've paid you back, I apologize. You're right. That's mamish enough, sorry. I banged your car. I'm really, really sorry. I mean, nobody means to bang your car. I mean, he's not Michael, you, so you're in a bit of a mamzer. What should I tell you? But, okay, but look, it takes all types to make a world, right? Okay, so, I'm sure you get to meet all kinds of people. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Gimel. Yasa v'yelech. V'yipaisenu b'chol pam b'mimri tzayachah, which we said before. U'bishas bakoshas mechila. When you ask mechila, tzorech lefarek ma shechoto lechaveru. You have to tell your friend what you've done. Im lo yonles kishu yedea shechaveru yizbayish mizeh kishu farek achit. Oz lefarek osim. So when a person is asking for mechila, says the Mishnah Berurah, the first thing that we're going to see. Mishnah Berurah says, you have to go ahead. Is it 20 past or quarter past, by the way? 20 past, okay. You have to go ahead and you have to ask the person mechila, and you have to tell him what you did to him, unless by telling him what you did to him, you're going to cause him more embarrassment. No. Then, you're not helping things.
That's not if he didn't know what you did to him.
In general, people don't know. You know, do you know what every time people speak Lashon Hara about you at a Shabbos table? There's no way of knowing. You know, nobody comes back to you as knock on and says, we just had Shabbos at so and so's. We've been talking about it the last hour. You should just know about it. I'm going to sleep now. You know?
That's different.
You know, but we're talking about over here, but you know, if somebody, some cases you know the person has wronged you, and some cases you won't know the person has wronged you. Right? We're talking about the car. I had a fellow in our shul. Mr. Greenberg from Village Optician, he said somebody banged his car in the car park behind the shop. Somebody banged his car, and he knows whose car it was because he's got CCTV, and he called up the fellow and he said to him, excuse me, you know, you banged my car. He says, no, I didn't. He says, yes, you did. Would you like to? No, that wasn't me. He says, you want me to send you CCTV footage? I mean, you know, sometimes people, you know they've done it wrong and they still don't admit it. So even with a car, it's not so posh that everybody's going to give in. With CCTV footage, the guy still said that he didn't do it. Okay? Pardon? Is that what? Okay. Look, you know, it could be. You're gonna try that on a ticket. Or somebody else driving. Okay. Now, Chofetz Chaim similarly. Chofetz Chaim. So we see over here, the Chofetz Chaim says you should ask, you should say what you've done, unless what you're saying to a person is going to put them through embarrassment.
What about anger?
What about anger? In what way? Okay, so we're going to get to that soon also. That's the last bit we're going to speak about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter as well. So Chofetz Chaim also over here in Klal Dalet, Sif Yud Beis, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, says, he speaks about Lashon Hara, he says, depends on Lashon Hara, will depend also. So now we're talking about the type of Aveir you've done. Yeah? if the type of aveda you've done to the other person is going to put him through embarrassment, you shouldn't have to say. Now the Chofetz Chaim says over here by Lashon Hara, v'im ava v'sipra Lashon Hara al chaveroi, and he wants to do tshuva, so it depends. If the person he spoke to dochu es dvarav le'miskan chaveroi yedetei klal b'neim, let's say I came to two or three people and I told them a shtik Lashon Hara, and they said to me, sheker v'chazot, never happens. Okay? So once I said that and they didn't accept what I said, they, and really what did I do? What am I Lashon Hara? What to Ellis? Sorry to use that. There's no to Ellis, he has the wrong word for using Lashon Hara when in the wrong direction, right? But what did my Lashon Hara do to this other person? Really nothing. I got up, I spoke badly about him. Nobody accepted what I had to say and everybody walked away and said that's all lies and it's not true. So then my Lashon Hara says in that case, all that remains is an aver between you and Shemayim. Because the people you spoke to didn't accept what you said anyway, so nothing happened in al chaver. Because you are Ivan Rasan Hashem. And tikuno is that you have to be mischaret, etc., etc. Abo. Im chaver nisgana yideze bein ha-shoimim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what happens if a person became his level in other people's eyes went down? And therefore he had a hezek either physically with his money, or he had tsar from it. This is like any other aveva al chaver. Yom Kippur Misa, nothing is going to help you. Nothing will get you out of this aveira until you walk over to the person you've spoken incorrectly about and you tell him. Al kein. Now listen to this. Tzarch levakish mechila mechaver, you have to ask chaver azeh. Ukshe fayis, when he gets some. Then, once you've gone to the person, this is very important to realize, once you've gone to the person and apologized to him for the Lashon Hara that you said about him and he's willing to accept your apology, says the Chofetz Chaim, you still have an aver, you have a score to settle with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how dare you speak about my son? How dare you speak about my daughter? These are my children. You know, if I spoke about your children, you'd be offended. See, I didn't speak about you, I spoke about your kid. Yeah, right. Same thing here. Speaking about the Baruch Shalom's children, the Baruch Shalom also takes offense. It says, fine, the child was my fault. You owe the Baruch Shalom an apology. And then he says, what happens if your friend never heard and doesn't know that you've actually spoken badly about him? You have to go to the fellow and tell him, listen, spoke Lashon Hara. Ulevakish mimenu mechila azeh. And you have to ask Mechila, given shu yodash ayid yodah nizbav lay dava zeh, since you know that you are actually the cause of him losing money or whatever else it might be. Umezeh nuch alohavim, you see, have a person has to be careful in this terrible midah because you have to go and you have to ask to do tshuva, etc., etc. It's not so easy. But we see over here again, the Chofetz Chaim says, if a person doesn't know what you've done to them, you need to go over to him and you need to tell him and let him in.
Even that's what it is.
That's what it seems. It would seem that you have to go and you have to tell him, even though it's going to hurt him. So, on this, we'll just mention the last thing before we finish. There's a Rabbi Saul Salanter. Rabbi Saul Salanter said that again, you have to use your seichel in these things, because going back to what we said, yes, you might go over. You know, so if there was a real hezek that happened to your friend, for example, he lost money, and the reason he lost money was because of your lashon hara. Okay, you might owe the fellow money. You have to go, you have to ask a shayla in Chosh Mishwa. Do you speak to a dime? Go to somebody and ask him the shayla. Maybe you do owe him money. But if you don't owe him anything, so now you have a choice, says Rabbi Shlomo Salanter. You could even walk over to the fellow and say to him, listen, just want to tell you, we were having a conversation about you before, and I said, kach, kach, kach. By the time you're finished, you're not going to be able to get mechila from the guy. Forget. The guy's angry with you. How dare you talk about me like this? What are you saying about me? It's not true. Everybody, you know, and even the people, even the shtiklach that he said about you that are true, you'll still take offense. So Rosh Hashanah says, you got to be very, very careful. If you can go over to somebody and just say to them, listen, so I remember, you know, the Tzari Arab, everybody does things wrong. I spoke badly about somebody. Well, somebody was, in a shul years ago, not here in Manchester, in he used to make meshuggah. He was one of these guys that used to schlep everything out, and it was a very, very difficult character to have around. And we once spoke about him, and then I said to myself, before Rosh Hashanah. So I went over him and I said, look, listen, you know, we're talking in shul, and different people came up, and you also came up, and I said something about you that I shouldn't have said. I really apologize. You can say that. Most people know that one way or another you will have spoken about them. You've got to say to you, what do you say about me? I'm sorry, I can't give it to you. I can't remember, or I won't tell you. But if there's something specific you're going to ask him mechila for, and you know you can mention the Aveira without really being pagan as covered, then you can do that.
If you
realize that this is the kind of a person that if you're going to go over to him and you're going to tell him, Mepem Malde, listen, Rebbe, I spoke Lashon Hara about you, he's going to be extremely offended, and your chances of getting Mechila are down to zero. So then he says, Rabbi Saul Salanda, we should give a, ask generally. Don't give anything specific. Say, listen, generally during the year, there's lots of different things that we do to different people. I might have hurt you. I might have done something to you. Can I ask you kolistic for mechila if I might have done anything to you? You know you've done something, but you're not going to gain anything by putting the guy through the tsar of telling him exactly what you did to him. You're only going to lose. And so therefore, use your seichel before you go ahead and you tell people what you've done to them. If it's a kind of thing that you can actually say and you can ask mechila for, it's obviously better to say what you've done. If you're going to tell the person what you've done and you're going to cause him more tsar and ruin your entire chances of getting mechila from him, then what you should do is you should not mention the Aveira. You should ask mechila in a klali stick away, and hopefully Mitzvah Shem will all be mechila and we should all get mechila, sticha v'chapara, and tzivach simon teva.
Once you've been to the guy,
then you